Today, the head of the military's Central Command confirmed a buildup of American forces in and around the Horn of Africa. Speaking to reporters, General Tommy Franks argued that the added troop presence is useful in the ongoing war against terrorism. Franks said he believes that Al-Qaeda is reconstituting in parts of the Middle East and Central Asia. From the Pentagon, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
General Tommy Franks gave an upbeat assessment of post-Taliban Afghanistan and the U.S.-led war on terrorism. The U.S. has taken away Al-Qaeda's training camps, he said, and put a dent in their operational abilities. But the head of U.S. Central Command said Al-Qaeda is dispersed more than ever. And recent attacks from Kuwait to Indonesia, he said, show that Al-Qaeda is far from dead.
What it says to me is that that these terrorist organizations retain capacity. They are capable. We should continue to be vigilant, to include in our own country. We should pay attention.
To combat Al-Qaeda, or perhaps to prepare for any attack on Iraq, General Franks today confirmed for the first time that the U.S. has some 800 land and sea-based troops operating in Djibouti and other parts of the Horn of Africa region.
You can see, well, it's tied to the global war on terrorism, and for sure it is. But you also know that we have security relationships or engagement opportunities, however you choose to think about them, in great many countries in the Horn of Africa. Kenya, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Djibouti, Yemen.
Pentagon sources tell NPR today that military leaders are seriously considering the possibility of sending a special command and control ship to the Horn of Africa in coming weeks. On Iraq, Franks was asked whether it would matter operationally to the U.S. military to have a United Nations resolution before any potential attack. Franks said the U.S. would prefer to work with the U.N. to confront Iraq, but he said the U.S. would build a coalition on its own if it has to.
My sense is that we have a great many friends, partners, and allies who see the situation the same way we do, and I'll leave it at that.
General Franks was vague on the size and timing of any action against Iraq, saying any force could be large or small, built up quickly or built up slowly. Meantime, there's been contradictory assessments coming out of Washington on whether there is any substantive link between Saddam Hussein's regime and the Al-Qaeda network. Franks's boss, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, believes there are some, quote, bulletproof links. But General Franks today largely sidestepped the issue, saying all that matters to him is that Iraq is a proven state sponsor of terrorism.
The linkages between the government of Iraq and other transnational terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda is not the issue with me. The issue is the potential of a state with weapons of mass destruction, passing those weapons of mass destruction to proven terrorist capability, and I believe that that risk exists.
As a buildup to any possible war in Iraq, General Franks will practice setting up his headquarters in the region in early December. The exercise, named Internal Look, will last 4 to 6 weeks in Qatar and several other Gulf states. The facility would serve as a base for any U.S. attack on Iraq, and in General Franks's words, give the U.S. increased capability in the region. A Pentagon source tells NPR that the field headquarters will likely stay up after the exercise is over. Today, General Franks would say only, we'll make that decision when the time comes. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, The Pentagon.